Hiya, Rob. How are you?
I'm spot on.
I've missed you. You don't write anymore. You don't send flowers since you got married.
I do, but you know, since the restraining order, it's very difficult to get anywhere near you.
I know. I think it was maybe when I passed out at your gig and got strapped into a St John's ambulance wheelchair.
Talk everyone through this this story.
So it was at Lancashire Cricket Club and it was standing only. I'd got the seats for, and I'm only little. I'm like 5 foot, perfectly formed but very small, and kind of weaved my way through the crowd to the front. But because everyone was taller than me, there was a lack of oxygen down below. And by the time I got to the front, there was just none left. And things started to go a bit hazy. And the next thing I know, I was being carried over the barrier. You'd just come out. You had like this big opener. I'd bought new Gucci sunglasses so that I looked cool to go with my kukai skirt. And they strapped me in, arms down and everything.
Did you at least save your sunglasses?
My sunglasses were safe, but I just missed the whole gig.
So I'm really sorry about that. Did you get the chance to come out and see us again?
I've seen you since. So that's safe to say. Yeah, I'm all right. I've got my fill of you. Don't worry.
I'm sorry for you, and it tickles my funny bone at the same time.
Well, I'm glad. Now listen, you've had.
Did I make fun of? Did you get passed over the barrier?
I think you did point. Yes, I did. Let's move on from this. I'm trying to look cool now, and this is not working.
Okay.
You've had a bit of a makeover. Saw you on the X Factor. I like the hair, but people were a bit unkind on Twitter. I noticed that you had a couple of hashtag badgers. How do you feel about that?
Well, this is the first that I know about it.
Oh, right.
I think so. Thank you for that, Chas.
I think it suits you.
I think the very instant of being anywhere on television or saying anything anywhere, somebody's not going to like what you say or how you appear or something.
That's just true, just by being there.
As it happens, I love my hair.
My wife
said, you know what? You should have a blonde streak.
A melon yellow.
Well, you know, it's supposed to be white, but it's gone sort of dog's water yellow.
You need a toner on it. It'll take it back.
Yeah, I think it does. Anyway, the wife went, you should do this. And far be it from me to say no to the wife.
Yes, yes.
I went and did it. And I'm quite pleased with it. Because, you know, back in the day when I was in Take That, I always used to have all kinds of different coloured hair.